We're in the middle of talking about carrying on Shabbos, which we said that for all practical purposes, we are in a situation here in Eretz Yisrael, it's very hard to have these halakhas to be practical, because not everywhere there's an Erev. But it's still good to know, especially if people go visit Chutz Laaretz, places where there is no Erev or whatever, it's good to know what the halakhas are. Start with, first of all, the inyan of chai nosei es atzmo, carrying living people, specifically little living people called children. The Gemara says that a human being carries himself, really. Doesn't really mean carries himself, it means that he's more buoyant and he makes it easier to be carried, and therefore it's not like the things that were carried in the Mishkan, which was all dead weight. And therefore on Shabbos you're not chayiv min hatorah if you carry a living person. Now there's a difference of opinion, but that's only a living person. Animals, this doesn't apply to. Carrying animals on Shabbos outside an Erev is chayiv min hatorah. There is a difference of opinion if you have a child that can't yet walk, if this halacha applies to him or not. It's only children that can walk. But if they can't walk, then this halacha doesn't apply, and it would be a Torah prohibition to carry them. And also somebody who's sick, who can't walk because he's sick, also could be it doesn't apply to. And it's the bidasa from the Torah to carry. And therefore, even though it's not asur min haTorah to carry a child who can walk and who's healthy, but it's asur min haRabbanan. So there's no heter stam to carry children on Shabbos out of an Erev. However, since it's only an issur d'Rabbanan, it's not an issur min haTorah, so b'shas hadchak, the halacha is like this. If you're in a place that's definitely not a rishus harabim, just not allowed to carry there, it's a karmelis, as we explained, which most places today have a din of a karmelis, unless you're in a big city, in a thoroughfare, or a highway, or whatever. There's a din of a karmelis, and the child throws a fit, and he refuses to go, and he could get sick. Then you can carry the child home. Preferable, even in such a situation, or surely where you're in a place that could be considered rishus harabim, like big streets, big thoroughfares, or whatever, that it's mutter to tell a goy to take the kid home. Days out, that's what it's called. such a kid. Or if there aren't any goyim around, then you can carry the child less than 4 amos at a time. Walk less than 4 amos and less than 6 feet. And then what's it called? Stop. Then another 6 feet, and so on. So that's right. Even Rosh Hashanah. But that's only where there is no other Eitzah. Yeah. Better to try and convince the child, bribe him, whatever, to walk. This also only applies if the child's not carrying anything or has nothing in his pocket. The heter only applies to a child with nothing else except his clothing on him, but not anything in his pockets, not carrying anything. If you carry a child who's carrying something, you're chayiv min haTorah for the thing that he's carrying. It's like you're carrying the thing itself, yourself. Okay, so that's halacha, and therefore there are places where they permit, the opposite is also true. Child's carrying something, so the thing he's carrying, it's as if you're carrying. But if a child's being carried by something else, like a child in a carriage, and you wheel the carriage, you're not chayiv on the carriage either, because the carriage is buckled to the child, and since you're not chayiv on the child, the carriage is also only the rabbon. Therefore, there are places, specifically in South Africa, that I know of, where they are very much makel to let goyim, what's it called, wheel their children. I think they have an Erev in many of the places in South Africa. These do not have any Erev in. And they were very makel to let their maids, which they had a lot of, wheel their children on Shabbos, wheel them to shul for them or whatever. Really nikkur adin, that's not proper, where it's not real tzorech. But lemaisa, to say that it's totally wrong is also not 100% totally wrong. Okay, so that's carrying children. Any questions on this? We'll go to some other things of carrying. Okay, anything that's considered wearing clothing or ornaments or accessories, those kinds of things are also not considered carrying. But if you're wearing something not the normal way that it's worn, that could be considered carry. For instance, folding up your talus, putting it on your shoulder, is not the way that people normally wear a talus. You're basically just carrying that on your shoulder. That's usur. On the other hand, draping a jacket around your shoulders and not putting your hands in the sleeves, that's a normal way to wear a jacket sometimes. And therefore, many poskim hold you're allowed to walk in the street outside of an eruv with a jacket draped over your shoulders. Same thing goes with rolling up sleeves, long sleeves, rolling them up. So it really depends on what your intention is. If you really would rather be wearing a short sleeve shirt, but never if you're wearing a long sleeve shirt, so then you can't walk out like that on Shabbos. Because basically you don't want the extra material. If you could cut it off, you would, but you can, so that's why you're rolling it up. Most people do not roll up their sleeves for that reason. They would wear a short sleeve shirt otherwise. They really want to wear a long sleeve shirt. Except, for the time being, they want the long sleeve shirt, the sleeves to be rolled up. They wouldn't change into a short sleeve shirt. They don't want to wear a long sleeve shirt with the sleeves rolled up. And that's a normal way of wearing such a shirt. You're allowed to walk in the outside of an eruv with that also. Another halacha. Anything that protects your body, right, that you wear, is considered what's it called, not carrying. Something that is not a beged, right, but it protects your clothing, that you can't wear. A prime example of that would be the following, which we hold is not an example, but I'm giving an example that many posts can hold. Wearing a rain hat, a plastic cover over a hat. So a rain bonnet is for sure okay, because you wear it directly over your hair, right, over your hair, what's it called? A rain hat, that's a hat, is also okay. The hat is protecting your body. But the plastic of the plastic covering of a hat, that's called a rain hat, is not a beged by itself. You can't wear it on your head. It's only made there to cover the hat. Basically, it's made to protect the hat. So something that in itself is not a beged, and it's used to protect only clothing, that's not allowed. Therefore, Moshe Feinstein, other poskim hold that outside of an eruv, you're not allowed to wear one of these plastic hat covers, because it only protects the hat, and that's called that's usher. However, in Tells they held that it was mutter, and the reason being that if your hat gets wet, then your head also gets wet. It's very uncomfortable to have a hat that's soaked through and is very moist. So therefore, when you protect the hat, you're not just protecting the hat; you're protecting your head too. So therefore, they held that it's mutter. But the rule applies. Some other things. Things that, what's it called, are a tachshit. You're wearing them because they're ornaments, jewelry, or whatever. So bizman hazeh, most jewelry that women wear is okay. Whether it's earrings, whether it's necklaces, bracelets, brooches, whatever it may be. Because in the time of Chazal, they were afraid that you would take the jewelry off to show it to somebody and forget that you took it off and end up carrying it. And that's usur. So there were different kinds of jewelry that were usur to wear, sometimes even in a chatzah, not just out of your house, even in an eruv. But bizman hazeh, women don't take off their jewelry to show it to anybody. They leave it on, and therefore the chashash is not really a chashash, and therefore all jewelry, I guess, is okay. Anything that's an accessory to a person's body, dentures, right, you're allowed to wear out of an eruv on Shabbos, that's called wearing. A bandage that you have on, you're allowed to wear it. A wristwatch, me'ikar hadin, is called a tachshit, and therefore outside of an eruv, me'ikar hadin, you're allowed to wear a wristwatch. Except the minig is that, especially amongst the Bnei Torah, that bal nefesh yachmir, and therefore the minig is not to wear a wristwatch outside of an eruv. But even those people who are machmir not to carry in an eruv, surely can wear a wristwatch. It's like a double chumrah. Eyeglasses, prescription eyeglasses, which the chances are that you're not going to take them off and carry them because you need them, right? Those are allowed. But reading glasses, which are adarak, that you don't need for regular seeing, you can't wear them because you want to transport them to somewhere where you need them for reading, because you're afraid you'll take them off and forget that they're off because you don't need them. So reading glasses, sunglasses, the same thing. Sunglasses, we're afraid the sun will go behind the clouds, you'll take them off and you'll end up carrying them by mistake. Sunglasses you shouldn't wear outside of an Eruv. Clip-on sunglasses, where you don't take them off. Even if the sun goes behind the clouds, you just flip them up and they're still connected to the glasses. There are people who are not to that. A key. Right? Places where there's no Eruv, so how do you carry your keys? So there are a few different possible ways. Keys to your house.
Just like sunglasses, what about gloves?
Gloves is another thing. We'll get to it.
Attached to the bell?
Keys, there's a few different possibilities. What you shouldn't do, some people, they make the key into a tie pin or a brooch. Right? If it's just a regular key, a steel or bronze key, that is in no way attached. You're just obviously pinning it on your baggage to be able to carry it. That's called carry. On the other hand, if you silver plate, even if it looks like silver plate or gold plate, it doesn't have to be real gold, but it looks, or you stud it with jewels, so it looks like a brooch, it's just a key, but you made the key into a article of jewelry or a tie pin, and it's not just because it's a key, it's a nice thing, it looks nice, then that's, according to many poskim, okay. There's a better way of doing it, and this is what they do in England, where they, up till recently, didn't have an Eruv, and even so, some people hold there's still no Eruv there, whatever. They carry a key, they make a belt, where the key itself is part of the belt. You can't just tie a key onto your belt. That's carry. But if you need the key to make the belt, in other words, the key is the buckle of, not the buckle, the whatever it is, the other part of the belt, right, the part that closes it, and you need the key to make that close, if it wasn't there, the belt wouldn't work, then that's an accessory. That's okay. And the key then doesn't have to be decorative, because you're not using it as a decoration, using it as an accessory. So that's the best way to be able to carry a key.
You also used to use tie clips.
Tie clip is a problem.
If it's cut off in the way it says, you only can use it with the key part.
Okay, that could be. So if the key is not just put on a tie clip,
right,
then it's carry. But if the key becomes the tie clip, that would be okay. Okay, gloves. Gloves, many times people take off, especially when they want to shake hands, and then the problem is that you take it off and forget it and end up carrying it. So many people hold you can't wear gloves on Shabbos, unless you're in a place where it's so cold that nobody ever takes off their gloves, even to shake hands. They shake hands with gloves on. Or so called they'll be cloud, don't shake hands. So that kind of situation, gloves would be okay. Tags that you forgot to take out of a baggage, cleaner's tags or whatever, most posts can hold their buckle to the baggage, and you're allowed to wear a baggage like that with the tags, even if your intention is to take it off after Shabbos. But for the time that it's there, people aren't mocked on it, unless they're tags that a person's embarrassed because they're on the outside or whatever, then they're much more problematic. But if they're inside, nobody's mocked it on. The same thing goes with spare buttons that they sew into the inside of a jacket or whatever. So even if you intend someday maybe to use those buttons, you're not mevatel them. If you're mevatel them to the thing, you just forget about them, you're never going to use them, and they're just part of the begging, then it's for sure okay. Okay. Even if not, what's it called? There's some people are matarit and some people asarit. They say that it becomes part of the begit, even if eventually you may want to use it, for the time being, they're there as part of the begit. And others hold that if you intend someday to use them, if you need those buttons, then they're problematic.
Why should the long sleeve shirt be a problem?
What?
Why should the long sleeve shirt be a problem?
Because you don't want.
And you can leave it there too.
What?
You're always going to leave it there.
Yeah, but you're not now. There, you're wearing it the way that normally the begad is worn. Here, you're not wearing the begad the normal way that it's normally worn. You're folding it up. It's like folding a talus on your shoulder. Here, it's part of the begad, and you're wearing the begad normally. So that's the svara where the buttons are buckled to the begad. But over here, the sleeve is what's it called, not being worn in a normal way. That part is being what's it called, being rolled up, just like you put something on your shoulder. That's more problematic.
What is the difference between the tags that are on the inside and the extra buttons?
That's okay. Both are okay. The extra buttons, the tags are bichlal, not choshev at all. Right? It's not that you're using them for a further use. You're going to take them off anyway. So as long as they're on, they're bottled to the bag. But the buttons are davar choshev. So it could be that you're going to use it for a different use, that it's not bottled to the bag. An open belt. To go around, what's it called, with your belt open. Okay, so belt on pants by a man is for sure not the normal derech to wear a belt like that, and that's called carrying the belt. So you can't walk outside of an eruv with a belt that's open. On the other hand, on a coat or women's belt, sometimes you wear a sash, you don't bedavka close it, but it's there as an ornament for the thing, like a belt on an overcoat is there, not just the clothes, it's there as an ornament of the coat. There, even if it's open, it's okay. What else?
None of these things all depend on the person.
No, it depends on this is the normal. The postman says it's a normal use. Loose buttons that, if they're usable, if they're not usable at all, they're just hanging, then that's called carrying. They're not buckled, they're going to be taken off, fixed, or whatever. Nobody's going to leave it like that. If it's usable somewhat, but it's still very loose, so it depends. If it's in a place that you're self-conscious about it, it's on the outside, it looks bad, then it's more of a problem. If it's in a place where it's not so visible and it's still usable, b'shas adchak, then it's less of a problem. What else? Sometimes you go to a convention, they give you a badge to put on with your name on it or whatever. That's mutter, that becomes part, it's a tachshit, and it's mutter to wear that even outside of an eruv. Anything else?
Crashes,
I am. Yeah.
Crashes.
Wow, oh, I thought you said a question.
Crutches?
Yeah. It depends.
Now,
look, is it a blind person is allowed to use a cane? Because his mamash becomes like a leg for him, because he can't possibly walk normally without that cane. So for him, it's a tachshit, and he's not wearing it even to carry it. It's not called carrying, it's called necessary. For a person who's lame or old or whatever, needs a cane or a crutch, and however, he could walk without it, just not very steady or whatever, there it's not so potent, and it's better. You can't walk at all without the crutches, right? Then the crutches are mutter. If it's possible to walk without them, just with difficulty, then it's a shy. Okay.
If you can walk, let's say you have a broken leg, you can theoretically walk on it, but you can't, you shouldn't.
Right, so then it's better not to use crutches outside an area.
With the hat cover,
yeah?
It's just drizzling outside, so... It's when you wear the cover, it's only protecting the hat, it won't get inside the hat.
Yeah, but the maisa, when you put it on, you're putting it on because maybe it'll pour.
But you know it won't.
So it doesn't have to be mamish protecting you right now. It depends what the tachlis is, not what it's the maisa doing right now. Right, the tachlis of it is to protect your head too. Right, you could wear it even if it's not raining. It may rain, because the maisa, it's something that you wear.
Also, with the shirts, long sleeve, short sleeve. If a person now, you prefer a short sleeve, but in general, he doesn't care. And because he doesn't have any short sleeve shirts, so he's rolling it up.
Yeah, that's a problem. You're rolling it up because you want it to be a short sleeve shirt, and if you had a short sleeve shirt, you'd wear it.
But sometimes you would.
That's where most of us are.
Sometimes he would use a long sleeve shirt. Just right now, he's.
No, for right now, if you had the opportunity, you'd wear a short sleeve shirt. Many people don't want to wear a short. They want to wear a long sleeve shirt with their sleeves. That's the way they like to wear the shirt. That's okay. Okay.
I have a shirt cufflink, so sometimes I can't find my cufflink. No, sometimes I can't find my cufflink, so I just roll it up so you can't tell that it's...
So then, I don't know, again, Mishnama, again, Ramosha says that people roll up their sleeves would like to be wearing a short sleeve shirt, they don't have it, and therefore this is in place of it, that's awesome. But the truth is that it's not necessarily the case, right? And the Metzius is there are a lot of people who like to wear long sleeve shirts. They don't wear a short sleeve shirt. But when it gets hot or whatever, they roll up the sleeves. But they wouldn't put on a short sleeve shirt instead. They'd only wear a long sleeve shirt with the sleeves rolled up. That's okay. So we have to know which one it is.
Can you, a sweater, like, wear it around your waist
or your shoulder? No, that's not the normal way of wearing. That's basically you're carrying it because you don't want to put it on. Right? No, people wear things draped over their shoulders, but they don't wear things tied around their waist unless it's because they don't want to wear it. And they just want to, don't want to carry it in their hands, so they tie it around their waist to carry it. That's called carrying it.